And then I hear, "Vulnerability, Ted!" I turn around, I go, "Hi." She's right here. And she said, "You're the shame researcher who had the breakdown." At this point, parents are like pulling their children close, look away. And I'm so worn out at this point in my life, I look at her and I actually say, "It was a frickin' spiritual awakening." And she looks back and does this. "I know." And she said, "We watched your TED Talk in my book club. Then we read your book, and we renamed ourselves the Breakdown Babes." And she said, "Our tagline is, we're falling apart and it feels fantastic." You can only imagine what it's like for me in a faculty meeting. So when I became Vulnerability Ted, like an action figure, like Ninja Barbie, but I'm Vulnerability Ted, I thought, I'm going to leave that shame stuff behind, because I spent 6 years studying shame before I really started writing and talking about vulnerability. And I thought, thank God, because shame is this horrible topic. No one wants to talk about it. It's the best way to shut people down on an airplane. What do you do? I study shame. Oh.